Labor Day deals are looking good at Lowe's. Save $10 on 1 gallon cans and $50 on 5 gallon pails of select interior paint via rebate. Plus, get two 2.5 quart or 3 quart Mums for just $8. A fresh look and savings? Even better. Labor Day deals are on now at Lowe's, in store and online. Valid through 9/9 while supplies last. Mum sizes vary by location and exclude Alaska and Hawaii. See store or Lowe's.com for more details.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Hello, it is Ryan, and we could all use an extra bright spot in our day, couldn't we? Just to make up for things like sitting in traffic, doing the dishes, counting your steps, you know, all the mundane stuff. That is why I'm such a big fan of Chumba Casino. Chumba Casino has all your favorite social casino style games that you can play for free anytime, anywhere with daily bonuses. So sign up now at chumbacasino.com. That's ChumbaCasino.com.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, who was the man who showed up at their Super Bowl party and then just disappeared?
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Hey, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us because we would like to share it with everybody. Call in at 855-853-4802. If you prefer to write in, go to realghoststoriesonline.com. If you want an ad-free version of the show, you can do that. You'll also get advanced episodes and access to the archive. Become a premium subscriber through Apple Podcasts. You can try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. And Harper is with me today. How are you today?
Hello, and I'm good.
So, you know, at a Super Bowl party, you tend to have a lot of people.
Yeah.
But I think one would know if there's someone who showed up that wasn't invited. It's like, who's the guy? Did you bring the guy? I didn't bring the guy. Where'd the guy come from? Where did the guy go who was just here?
Maybe just someone crashing the Super Bowl party. That's something I would do.
So you ready for this one?
Yes.
This one might be a paranormal ghost party crasher, so we'll find out. Here we go.
My name is Samuel. I've been listening to your show for quite some time now. I'm a night shift worker, so I like to listen to it while I work with just my AirPods on. I did want to share a story with you guys as well. So when I was a kid, I was about 8 years old, my parents purchased this large farmhouse way out in the middle of nowhere, and they actually happened to have known the owners prior, and the owners had lived there for like 40 years, and they actually ended up passing away, and my parents acquired the house, and the house was built in the 1880s. And it was this huge old farmhouse, and it was on 12 acres of land. There was a pond, absolutely gorgeous in the middle of the country. And we were all watching the Super Bowl, my entire family. And keep in mind, we are a large Catholic family. So my parents don't believe in ghosts, and I didn't until this experience. We believe in familiar spirits such as demons. But we're all sitting there watching the Super Bowl, and we were eating chili in the living room. And an apparition, a full-body apparition, it was like a shadow man, walked in the living room, leaned against the doorway, looked at us, turned around, and left. And everybody in that room saw it. Even my parents say they saw it, which is a big deal because my parents are the type of people that are like, don't give anything power, don't acknowledge it, so on and so forth. So then a couple months goes by and it's Thanksgiving and we've got a whole bunch of family in town. My mom's a great cook, so typically everybody ends up at my mom's house for Thanksgiving. Some of my older siblings would come back into town and we're all sitting praying at the dining room table before we're about to eat. And we hear a baby cry upstairs, coming from the second floor of this house. However, nobody had a baby at that time. There wasn't a baby in this house. So probably about 3 years later, my dad is looking at adding an addition onto the house and doing some things to it. And he goes to the city and requests the original plans. And it takes him a couple months to get it. But they do end up giving him some records from the 1800s and early 1900s. And in the 1800s, the original plan of the house was much larger. There was an entire different wing on it. However, in the 1900s, it became a hospital, and then it became a children's home. In the time that it was a children's home, it had a fire. and it essentially lost an entire wing of the house, and 13 children died in the house. Shortly after that, my parents sold the house and moved into a different, even more creepier one.
And that's where it ends. Like, I'm like, what? They moved into a more creepier one and then it just stops there? Like, I need more of that story.
I think we all need more of that story.
Right? So that's creepy.
That is very creepy.
Two extremely creepy things that happened in that house. So the first one with, like, everybody saw it.
Yeah.
It's one thing when you see it, and then everybody's like, oh, you crazy. You didn't see that. But everybody saw it, the one at the Super Bowl. So I don't know. You can't. I mean, I suppose you could debunk it like everybody had some weird hallucination thing at the same time. I don't know how that
maybe
would happen.
Maybe everybody ate the Carol's nachos.
And they shouldn't have Carol's nachos with the bad cheese on them or whatever.
Carol Hughes nachos.
But the fact that they all saw it at the same time.
Now that's creepy.
And then it just walks out. What does that do to your Super Bowl party?
I don't think people are going to be like, well, that just happened. Hey, look, Johnny just got a touchdown.
Exactly. It kind of puts a damper on the party, doesn't it?
I feel like everyone would just go silent and go get some more nachos.
I know. Hey, nachos, anybody? Because I would think it would be really hard to sit, even if your team is in the game. Like, I think it would be really hard to focus on the game thinking the whole time, is he going to show back up?
That'd be horrifying.
Because that's what freaks me out. It's like, okay, we just saw that. When does it pop back up at any time? Is it behind me? Is it by you? So that's creepy. And then when they are all around, was it Thanksgiving time? And they're all around the table. They're praying. And then you hear a baby crying. And then you find out that babies had actually died on that property.
13 of them in a fire?
Lot of them, yes. But then how strange. So then the parents get a new house and even that's creepier even things happen than those two really, really creepy things. I'm concerned.
I think they have like a streak of just wanting creepy houses.
I hope they've found some place maybe that is giving them some peace. I just think it would be really hard. That's another thing. Like, okay, well, after that, how do you just sit down and you hear a baby crying? There's no baby in the house. I would assume you'd even go look just in case somebody slipped a baby and left it. But how do you, like, after that go, okay, pass the turkey. I'm ready to eat. It just kind of ruins the mood, I would think.
Yeah, it's like wrong place, wrong time.
Is the ghost just like, hey, no parties? We don't like get-togethers. We don't like Super Bowl parties. We're done. Because that's kind of what it feels like. God, that
one. What ghost doesn't like the Super Bowl?
I know. Maybe it's a ghost that was before Super Bowl time and is like, I don't understand this game. I don't get why you're all being loud and watching it, rooting for anything. I don't get it. What are they doing? I mean, maybe it's like the kind of get off my yard kind of old man energy with this shadow person that just kind of disappeared.
Get off my yard, old man energy.
You know, that old guy who's like, get off my yard. You kids quit throwing balls. What are you doing? That grumpy old man guy.
Yeah. Quit throwing balls.
I hate it when kids have fun in my neighborhood. Okay, you want to hear another story? We've got one more.
Oh, I would love to.
Here we go.
Hey, this is Ben Resnick from Virginia. I was just calling to let you know about a story that I heard from a good friend of mine. He does this ghost hunting thing. He usually goes around and finds haunted houses and stuff. And him and his friends got together. And they decided to set up like a computer and everything in this house, and they had the lights on, and there was a upstairs, like it was a massive house. Forgot where he said it was, but anyways, they've gotten everything situated when they started hearing thumping noises in the upper room of the house. And so they decided to go up there, and well, there was nothing in there, but the light bulb had busted and shattered all over the floor. So it really freaked them out. But then when they went downstairs, their computer had been completely smashed, ripped out. But there was, like, it was all over the floor. And when they put it back up, it kicked on, even though it wasn't plugged in. And it was making all sorts of weird noise. Like, the screen wasn't smashed. It was just lying on the floor unhooked. And it started listing names. It started listing their names. I won't mention them here just for safety purposes. But and then it had other names besides it, and they had red lines marked through them and a little date when, like as if they that was the day when they had died. And it was really, really creepy. They ran out of the house, but right before my friend got out, something reached out and grabbed him. And this guy, he's like a miniature bodybuilder. He's pretty strong. But something grabbed him and almost pulled him back in, even though he was pulling against it. And he saw a withered hand holding onto his arm, and he barely shut the door in time and got away. The hand fell down to the ground and disappeared before he could stick it in the bag that he was carrying. Yeah, so that's my scary story. Thanks for listening. Bye.
So at the end of that story, the withered hand grabbed the guy, fell to the ground, and then he said he wanted to grab the withered hand and take it with him?
What are you going to do, eat it?
Right? What are you going to do with the withered hand?
Why do you want a withered hand in your backpack?
Anything that's withered. I don't want anything withered.
That sounds like Thing from Wednesday.
It does, doesn't it? Like, that's just creepy. Like, okay, you're fleeing the house because...
And you want to take it with you?
It just seems like a bad idea.
That does not seem logical.
Okay, number one, this is why I never want to go ghost hunting, because I'm afraid something like that would happen to me and I have to flee the house. So they're fleeing the house. And then the whole thing with the computer and seeing their names on it with dates, like the day they died or something. I don't know.
I don't care if the dates were true. Yeah, that is very, very strange.
And I think the part that bothers me the most is the withered hand. And then you, like, went to grab it and then it's gone. No, just get away from it. This is what every scary movie is like. So you've got the kids that go into the ghost house to investigate it, or they go into whatever it is. They're going to check out. They're just going into party or whatever. And then... they always, like, instead of just running out and escaping it, it's that sort of thing. That's what gets you every time. Like, having you watch these movies, you don't go back for the withered hand. You don't reach down to grab the withered
hand. Don't go back for the withered hands.
I think that's something that everyone should just live by.
I don't know why people would want to go back for the withered hand.
It's a bad idea.
It's a horrible idea.
It's like when the guy's coming after you with an axe, run out of the house. Don't run.
Don't try to grab the axe.
Right? Because you're never going to get it.
What you're going to do is die.
Yes. We've seen that movie. We know how it ends. Run out of the house. Run away from the withered hand. Because, like, things like a light bulb exploding, like, I could see that happening. But, you know, when you come back downstairs and all your stuff's been pushed off the table, you know, maybe it is time to go.
Yeah, maybe. And then a withered hand tries to pull you back in and you want the withered hand.
These people need to watch more movies and learn what not to do.
Yeah.
That's what I don't know. It's just a little bit of advice, I think. Go with your gut, run away. Don't ever go back in. Just run away.
Don't even like reach for the hand.
That was a weird story. So if you like this show and you want an ad-free experience, sign up to be a premium subscriber. Go to applepodcast.com, try it 3 days free. You can also sign up through patreon.com/realghoststories or at ghostpodcast.com. For all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Looking for excitement? Chumba Casino is here. Play anytime, play anywhere. Play on the train, play at the store, play at home, play when you're bored. Play today for your chance to win and get daily bonuses when you log in. So what are you waiting for? Don't delay. Chumba Casino is free to play.
Experience social gameplay like never before. Go to Chumba Casino right now to play hundreds of games, including online slots, bingo, Slingo, and more. Live the Chumba life at ChumbaCasino.com.
Plus, terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Another checkered flag for the books. Time to celebrate with Chumba. Jump in at ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. Victory Lane? Yeah, it's even better with Chumba by my side. Race to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. CTNCs. 21 plus. Sponsored by Chumba Casino.
Step into the world of power, loyalty, and luck.
I'm going to make him an offer he can't refuse.
With family, cannolis, and spins mean everything.
Now, you want to get mixed up in the family business.
Introducing The Godfather at ChumbaCasino.com. Test your luck in the shadowy world of The Godfather slot.
Someday, I will call upon you to do a service for me.
Play The Godfather now at ChumbaCasino.com.
Welcome to the family.
No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.
Tyler Reddick here from 2311 Racing. The rush of racing? Nothing beats it. But Chumba Casino comes close. Chumba's got fast spins, fun games, daily bonuses, and all the action you can handle. Now that's a ride. Ready to hit the throttle? Get in the driver's seat and head to ChumbaCasino.com. Let's Chumba.
Sponsored by Chumba Casino. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. Terms and conditions apply.